Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
At some point in your life, you need to say, if I am not beautiful by the world's definition, am I still beautiful by God's definition? And I can give you a resounding yes. First of all, He made you. He makes no mistakes. He didn't make you and say, oops, better try that one again. He knew exactly what He was doing and found it beautiful. He said, very good, in fact. But the New American Standard Version of Psalm 149:4 says, He will beautify the afflicted ones, that's us, with salvation. So what makes you truly gorgeous to God is when you're covered in the grace of His Son. That puts a beauty on you that transcends the here and now. And very seldom in Scripture does God ever say a woman is beautiful unless, frankly, it factors into the story somehow. And often it's because it gets her in trouble. And so the fact that our wonderful Sheba is not described tells us what matters to God was her search for wisdom and even more specifically, her search for Him. And so as hard as it is, I know we are bucking the trend of an all-appearance culture. So we are swimming counterculture to say, my eternal self is gorgeous. I glow with the glow of Christ. Those are the things that really matter. And you know, sometimes they do leak out, Susie. I spoke in West Virginia and years ago, and I had a young woman sit in front of me, and she came up at the end and she said, the longer you talked, the prettier you got.
I love it. That should be on a coffee cup. I think that's
seriously
wonderful.
But you get the point. Mm-hmm. I obviously didn't get better looking. In fact, hang with me for a day. By 3 o'clock, I look much worse than I looked at 8. So it isn't about the physical appearance. It's letting Christ shine through us to such an extent that people are not even paying attention to our mousy hair, our thinning hair, our whatever hair, the shape of our face, the size of our body. None of that factors in when the light of Christ is pouring out you. And I'm not talking Pollyanna. I know this for a fact. I know it, Susie. Yeah. I know that I know. I haven't walked this long with the Lord not to have that one important fact nailed down.
Amen.
Otherwise, honey, how could I get up on the platform otherwise, really?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.